Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is NASCAR driver Josh Bilicki. How are you doing today, Josh?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me. It's much appreciated.
Well, it's good having you on the show again, and we certainly appreciate you taking time out in your busy schedule. And this is pretty neat because next week you'll be up at Road America for the Henry's, was it 150, I believe, Xfinity race, and that's your home track. So you got to be pretty excited about coming back to Road America.
Yeah, the Henry repeating arm 180 next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, looking back, this is already my fifth consecutive year racing the Xfinity Series race at Road America. So time definitely flies. You know, we have our best result here at this race from 2017 with the same team that I'm going to be driving for next weekend. I'll be in the number 99 Toyota Supra. So hopefully we can one up that. You know, there's no practice or no qualifying on the schedule. So we're that definitely fits into my benefit because I have a lot of track time, a lot of experience at Road America. So hopefully we can go get there and get a top 10. That'd be really big for us, or even a top 5. I see that being realistic here.
Well, obviously, Josh, you've got the state of Wisconsin behind you, being a Wisconsin boy, and I'm in the Falls. I live in the Falls now, and I know that that's where you're from, so that's awesome. Now, do you find it hard when you're, you know, kind of bouncing around series to series? You've raced some cup races, some truck races, obviously Xfinity Series this year. Do you find it hard to sit there and get comfortable with no practice, no qualifying, stuff like that, in the different cars and trucks that you're driving on a weekly basis?
To be honest, I haven't had much of a difficulty with it this year. And I think part of that is because I bounced around so much. And even in my past career, which was basically driver coaching in the sports car world, you just kind of have to get in a car and you know the limits right off the bat and get comfortable and just kind of go at 95 to 100%. So it's kind of what we're doing right now with no practice or qualifying. You know, we just kind of get in the car. You know, our teams have to do a phenomenal job. They have been doing a great job getting the cars ready and make sure that they're, you know, their setup's not off when we hit the track for the first time, because it is it's a lot of trust in these guys barreling off in the corner at 180, 190 for the first time, and trusting that, you know, the splitter's not going to be on the ground or, you know, everything's going to be in place. But, you know, like I said, the teams have been doing a really good job. This year I've had more cup starts than anything, so staying in the cup series, I think we're at 10 races this year already in the cup series. That's definitely helped, just learning it and growing myself. But taking a step back to the Xfinity Series at Road America, believe it or not, these Xfinity cars are actually harder to drive than the Cup cars. So, you know, like I said, Road America, definitely a high on my list, and I think we can go there and run really well with no practice or qualifying. I think we'll probably be the best off, besides Chase Briscoe, who's up there racing this week and in the IMSA Series. But still, I think I have a lot more laps than anybody else, maybe with the exception of Andy Lally or A.J. Allmendinger. But it should be a good weekend.
When you're racing at Road America, you know, with the Xfinity cars up there, you know, we've seen, well, let's face it, we'll call it some sketchy racing and moves, especially late in the race. Is there a way that if let's say you're in position, you're coming into turn 5 or especially into turn 14, is there a way that, you know, you see a guy in your rearview mirror and he's getting real antsy? Is there a way that you can protect yourself? Is there any type of strategy you can do to kind of help that?
You know, I think the only really real thing you can do is probably give up the position. But, you know, if you're racing for the lead or for a top 10 or top 5, you know, for that matter, you obviously don't want to give up that position. So you just kind of have to brace for impact for the most part. We ran at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at the road course for the first time ever on July 4th. And we had a really fast car. We were 8th in practice. We were running in the top 10 during the second stage. And it was coming down to the end of the second stage. Everybody wanted stage points. We were in 7th. And we just got used up. I mean, people used the bumper. And it's one tough thing about being a small team. On these road courses, we can run up front with the big teams. But the big teams and all those drivers aren't used to the little teams and little guys like myself running up there. So they'll just use a bumper and move us out of the way. And, you know, that definitely hurts us. And at Indy, it really hurt us because we had a lot of damage to the car and we weren't nearly as fast at the end of the race like we were in the beginning of the race. So it's something where, you know, on my end, I just need to brace for impact more and you know, maybe return the favor too. You know, people need to know that there's drivers like myself, you know, like I said, Andy Lally, AJ Allmendinger, who aren't in the series full time, but they can race up front with these guys. And hopefully, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen to us at Road America. It did last year. We were running top 10 with a couple laps to go and we got moved out of the way. So it's just something that you see in this form of racing a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I hope you use the chrome horn and sit there and teach those guys a lesson, because you're at coming off the trailer, you're at a disadvantage because your team doesn't have as much money as the bigger teams. And a fact that, you know, you're sitting there, you're running at Road America, it's your home track, you've got so many laps on that track, road racing, you know, is in your blood. So the fact that they would sit there and think that they can move you out of the way because, oh, we're not used to seeing this car up front, you know, drives me nuts. And obviously, if it was on just a typical oval and you sit there and get into a habit of moving the more well-funded teams out of the way, it's going to hurt your reputation as a driver. But, you know, when you're on your home track on road courses that you're used to dominating and to running exceptionally well at, I'm cheering for you and your chrome horn, I'll tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. You're definitely not the first one to tell me. Yeah, just something that, coming from sports car racing, that was never, you know, that never was accepted. You know, you get penalties for that. And coming over to NASCAR, it happens almost every race in a road course. So it's definitely something that I'm not used to. But BJ McLeod, they're giving me a really good car this weekend, next weekend. And we'll do whatever we need to stay up there and to, you know, get towards the front too.
Yeah, fantastic. Sorry, Steve, I'm going to ask one more question here. What would be your ideal trophy that if you could win one race, and, you know, whether it's the Indy 500, whether it's, a race at Road America, the Daytona 500, what would be your dream trophy to have in your trophy case when all is said and done?
That's a really tough one. You know, obviously the Indy 500 and Daytona 500 are two of the biggest races, you know, arguably in the world, for sure in the country. You know, the 24 Hours of Le Mans has always been on my bucket list over in France. I would probably have to say the 24 Hours of Le Mans, because that's a total team effort. You know, my background is sports car racing, and I still love sports car racing. And one day I hope I'm able to go over there. Obviously, you know, I think it would be really cool to win the Daytona 500. The Indy 500, I think, is a little bit out of reach for me. I'm not saying it's completely off limits. If I had the chance to go run an Indy car like you see Jimmy Johnson did last week, I think that would be really, really cool. But just in my position right now, you know, I can't be bouncing around too much between, you know, open wheel or sports cars and NASCAR. I'm pretty committed to NASCAR right now. But I would say, you know, hopefully after my NASCAR career is done, I can go out and have some fun and go to the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And I consider myself a decent road racer, so who knows? You know, I really hope somebody could take the chance on me and go over there and win that race. I think that would be huge.
You should sponsor him, Steve.
We're talking with Josh Balicki on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Final question, Josh. It's really cool how, you know, with the finances and auto racing what they are today, that you've been able to do this, and how you're able to put a lot of business to business sponsors together, and especially coming up with Road America next weekend. Feel free to kind of mention some of the businesses that have helped you out in the past and who are going to be helping you out up at Road America next week.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great sponsors this year and throughout my whole career too. You know, this year we've had Insurance King being one of my primary sponsors. We added a couple new ones, Junction Fuels and RBR Aviation. They were my partners the last couple of weeks in the Cup Series. The Boss, the Builders Outlet Superstore in Texas, they've been a big supporter of mine. And we haven't actually announced who our partners are for Road America yet. So if you guys are listening to this and want to stay updated with that, go follow my Facebook at Josh Balicki Racing. We'll have some press releases and some cool renderings coming out next week, early next week, probably on Monday or Tuesday. I can tell you that there'll be several existing partners on the car, but also several new ones. So it's going to be really cool. Road America is one where it's obviously so close to home for me that it's important for me to have, you know, a lot of partners on the car. So we have everything we need to go there, you know, all the right tools, a full allotment of tires. And, you know, we have everything we need to go there and compete up front. So I'm just excited for it, and I really appreciate the support from everybody.
That's right. Awesome. Well, best of luck to you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.